still on the environment beat with a solution story now. Bees, we know, are important pollinators, but some bee populations are under serious threat. A city in the Netherlands has come up with a unique response. It's turning bus shelters into bee sanctuaries.
Our bus shelters, it's like they have a small, about 6 square meter garden on top of them.
Maurice Price is with the city of Utrecht, southeast of Amsterdam. He says more than 300 of the city's bus stops have been topped off with these green roofs over the past few months.
It's a very clever design in which the rainwater will also go into that roof. And when there's just too much water in it, it will just flow away on a very natural way. So we don't need that many maintenance.
How have bus riders responded to these new shelters, not to mention everybody else?
Very, very, very positive. Everybody really likes it because the decrease of bee population, everybody feels responsible for it. And on the other hand, people say it also looks very, very nice. It's more exciting to wait on the bus and stand under a green roof and enjoy a bit of biodiversity because of that.
So this is fairly new. Is there any way to determine what effect these bus shelters, these green bus shelters, have had so far on the environment in Utrecht or biodiversity?
No, not yet. It's hard to detect at the moment, but we will work very closely with the university to maintain everything very well.
Are you at least hearing bees buzzing around as you're waiting for the bus?
No, not yet. Not yet at the moment. Probably we will see one or two, but I cannot conclude that they are they're back in again.
So are these green bee bus shelters, is this a Utrecht idea? Did you get this from somewhere else?
No, it's a 100% Utrecht idea. So it's very unique. And we got a lot of very nice comments from Utrecht, from our region, from our country, from Europe, and also from around the world.
What about other efforts to make Utrecht more bee-friendly?
What we will do at the end of this year, we will have the largest bee hotel in the world.
Now,
Bee hotel.
What does that mean?
We will establish a very large building which will attract bees. So we are not going to release bees. No, it has to be a very natural way. And we want to make the bee hotel and the surroundings as bee-friendly as possible to attract and to give bees a very proper living over there.
And what would be the goal of a bee hotel working at this kind of scale?
Our goal will be that we will have a nice and proper amount of bees in our city to work on the biodiversity.
Yeah, so it sounds like the bus shelter is just a starting point. Is Utrecht like the big city of bees now?
Probably it is. Probably it is.
Maurice Price with the city of Utrecht, the Netherlands. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Okay, thank you very much.